Hearing none. As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate ANET control on this repeater. This is week 214 of the AmronNet. Amron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in this net. I spell Amron phonetically. Alpha, Mike, Romeo, Romeo, Oscar, November. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. And lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. That's GMRS FRS Channel 3. That's programmed as Channel 3 on most of your pre-programmed radios. Frequency is 462.612 MHz. Then there is MERS 3. Frequency is 151.940 MHz. CB Channel 3, which you hear before the net here, and the ham simplex is 146.420 for those of you with a ham license. Don't worry, we will repeat all of this before the Channel 3 project. So just so you know, we're just trying to get that information out that this is part of what we do, the Channel 3 project. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Amron, you can visit amron.com. Also be sure to visit our local webpage at www.soamron.com for Southern Oregon. That's for local information as well as early check-in form and a bunch of different forms like the phonetic alphabet and things that you can learn more radio skills to teach yourself. For Amron or radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the website, or to get information and guidance for being a net operator or Channel 3 project guide for your community, you can email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. You may also use this to email address to sign up for the Amron Intelligence Report via email. We are family-friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. Some already do, and it's pretty cute. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. All right, the Amron Net Word of the Week is same as last week. Get ready to write it down if you missed it last week. It is to help with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages. The word is always a Bible verse. It stands for 2 weeks at a time. These radio skills are important for all operators at all levels in times of emergency. Reminder, you are not required to participate in the word of the week if you don't want to. It's not up for discussion. You may study it in your own time if you wish. Sorry if you guys hear a little bit of noise in the background. My husband's out there mowing the lawns. Anyway, okay, write this down. The net word of the week is same as last week. That is Jeremiah 49. No colons, no. It's the entire chapter, Jeremiah 49. That's Juliet Echo, Romeo Echo, Mike India Alpha Hotel 49. Okay, the current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Rascal, Mike, Dewey, Dave, and Selma Snowman. Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 p.m., and the Greater Grants Pass area starts at 6:30 p.m. Illinois Valley Amron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are Monday nights during the IVARC net. with Craig and Judy in the game. Other Channel 3 check-ins take place at the end of this net. Okay, now for the fun stuff of the week. The dad joke is, my son was chewing on electrical cords, so I had to ground him. He's doing better currently and conducting himself properly. That's pretty good. The mom joke is, my mom went to the store to buy a camouflage jacket. She couldn't find one. Oh, my word. Okay, and now I'm going to add something fun for the week. We have trivia. And I don't know if you guys remember Wes's Not a Net that happened. Started after the Amron net when Wes closed the net out, and then he had his own net for a while, and then he had to quit for a while, so maybe he'll bring that back. But the trivia for this week is, what is the northernmost point in the United States? The answer is Point Barrow, Alaska, while the northernmost point in the 48 contiguous states is Northwest Angle Inlet in Minnesota, Lake of the Woods County. It is the only place in the nation outside Alaska that lies north of the 49th parallel. Pretty cool information. All right, back to business. The order of the net is as follows. First, we'll take announcements, then we'll do the check-ins, then confirm the online check-ins and take late visitors and late people and visitors. Then we'll read the Amron Intelligence Brief, which is pretty short, do the Channel 3 project, and then close the net with discussions or questions. First, we're going to take announcements. Ladies first, please. Karen 359, are you there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Hi, Karen. You are loud and clear. Go ahead with your message.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to net control.